Yiggity!
Howdy do!
And welcome to the pilot episode, the most anticipated show on Twitter right now. That is the Sporting Goods. It's your host, Wig.
And your boy, Trav. How's it going, everybody? How you doing this lovely Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, we gotta hurry up and get this podcast in because I know everybody waiting for the most anticipated segment of the show, which is the top pick for game two. We're gonna get to game one, game two,
did have the podcast done. It's just technical difficulties on new apps and on podcast.
Yeah, trying to figure this thing out. That's kind exactly of what back a little bit.
But it is. It's cool. It's
It is what it is. Ain't no problem. We professional. We do professionals. Yeah.
That just meant it was in the favors of the gods, the basketball gods, to tell us our first segment was trash. Do it over. But we're gonna get a redo, man.
We highly favor.
Yeah. So we're gonna get it right today for you guys. What are we talking about today, Wig? Let's clue in everybody here. What's the segment going to be about today?
Well, first thing, game one, matchups that stood out to you, the game plan that you think was planned, and game one? How well was it executed?
Game one was a bit of a shock to me, to be honest. My expectations of the unstoppable Golden State Warriors was a little bit put into a...
It was tested, really. It was tested, it was answered.
I'm not gonna give this young guy a name until he shows me he's capable of putting up that same stat line tonight.
Which young guy?
I'm just gonna call him P.S. I'm just gonna call him P.S. P.S. I'm just gonna,
Siakam. Pascal Siakam. I think that's his name.
You can give him a name. Yeah. You can give him a name. I'm just gonna call him P.S. until tonight.
Because he played like that. Draymond for the dribble this ball. P.S. I'm dunking on you. Boom.
he played like MJ.
Clay Thompson. I'm gonna defend you. P.S. I'm blocking your shot. Boom. I like that name.
He played like MJ. So, you know, if he plays like a MJ again, I'm gonna have to kind of change my outlook on the series.
To make a long story short, you believe that Golden State had the series in hand, and it shocked you how well Toronto played against them, or how bad Golden State looked.
Well, it was more so, I was shocked at how bad Golden State looked. You know, the end of the Houston series, I saw a lot more, together basketball. You know, they showed us it's not all about isolation, drop down to KD, get a quick shot up.
Right.
It was more.
You seen Splash Brothers again. You seen that?
Yeah, I saw a team. Yeah. That relied on their scorers and their defense.
Yeah,
but more so, it turned into a transitional game. This game one, they missed a shot. Toronto ran on them. They haven't.
So let me get into my thoughts. Like I feel you on that. I honestly Toronto winning this series. I'm shocked that Golden State looked that bad. However, I'm not shocked that Toronto looked as good as they did because I think that they have a huge matchup advantage with their length and athleticism. I believe that whoever won out of Toronto and Milwaukee, Golden State was going to have a problem with because of their length and athleticism. And like you said, P.S., he did his thing. They had a game plan of making sure Kawhi don't get into the paint. So they double teamed and they two man sat on him while they had one person pressed on him. And he was able to get his assist that way. He was able to, and everybody else was able to score. So Golden State forced everyone to shoot. And it just so happened that everyone was making their shots. Danny Green was making his shots. Shoot, I seen Marc Gasol pump, like he was about to drive and then pump fake and then realize, okay, I'm at the three. So I'm about to drive again. And then said, 3, and no one was in his face. 6 second process, no one was in Marc Gasol's face. So I believe they threatened him to shoot, and Toronto made their shots. I don't think Toronto will be able to shoot that well all the time. However, I don't think Golden State game plan would be executed that well to stop Kawhi on how they did in the first half. Kawhi still ended up with 26 points. So I don't think Golden State really have a chance without Kevin Durant, to be honest.
Oh, okay. So that means you're basically saying Toronto in 6 without KD?
How about this? Let's end portion of the game review. And then let's jump into game 2 preview. All right, and we're back, my brother. We're going to previews and thoughts and prediction. You did say you like Golden State to win the series. However, do you like them to win game 2, bro?
I most definitely like them to win game 2. I actually believe, you know, they're going to cover this spread here.
I mean, they can cover the spread and still lose. The spread is them plus 2.5 points. So even if they lose by 1, they can still win the spread. Do you like them to win the spread or the game?
Losing, if that's the point of it all. I don't see them taking this L. I actually like them to hold Toronto under 105 points and actually be in the range of 110 to 115. Yes, I like them to actually cover the spread, win the game, and this is going to be the game where Kawhi is going to overexert himself. Going to average, I say he's going to get at least 30-something points, 32 points. But
it's all going to be in a losing effort.
Yeah, it's going to be in a losing effort. P.S. is not going to show up as he did game 1.
All right, and I'm going to say this on record. You out your cotton picking mind. You out your goddamn on mind, man. For you to believe Kawhi going to deserve it, like if Kawhi is having a game in his life, first thing first, Toronto is not losing. Kawhi just had a horrible game, a horrible first half, and Toronto still won. So you think that if he does better than that, now they're going to lose?
Yes, Toronto did that in a group effort, not single player scoring.
With a horrible game from Kawhi. He had a horrible game. Look at his field goal percentage.
You consider that a horrible game? Really, Wick, really? You really consider that a horrible game? 25.
On Saturday was a horrible game. On Tuesday was a horrible game. And on Sunday, that was a horrible game. That was a horrible game he had.
I'm guessing you're talking about that was a horrible game for a superstar. But that is an amazing game.
He was 5 for 14. He was 5 for 14. When you're 5 for 14,
Harden does an average 11 for 33 or 11 for 34 shots.
And how many rings James Harden got?
You didn't let me.
Okay.
And averages 95% from the free throw line, shooting 18 free throws. That's going to give you an amazing game. No matter how horrible you play on the as long as you can get to the free throw line, defend the best asset on the other team. That's not a horrible game, my friend.
Okay, talking regular season standards. That's what you're going by. You know what? I want to win a regular season game. So this is how I'm doing my game plan. Now we're talking about finals, my brother. These are the finals. This ain't playoff. The finals. From your main player. Need amazing games for them to win, and their main player didn't have amazing game. Their main player had a subpar game. I'm not gonna say garbage. I'm gonna be realistic. It was a subpar game for his standards, and he still came back in the second half and did what he needed to do and key points. If he have a full game, Golden State do not have a chance without KD. I don't understand why they think they do have a chance just because.
Let's do it this way.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna do a 7-game series with Kevin Durant. Oh, well, I apologize. A 6-game series now with Kevin Durant and without Kevin Durant. So what's the winner outcome going to be with Kevin Durant within these remaining games?
Uh-huh.
and one without Kevin Durant with the main, remaining
If games. Kevin Durant was playing, I like Toronto in game six. Maybe seven. No, I like Toronto in game seven. If he was playing. Without KD, Toronto game five? Yeah, Toronto game five without KD.
So technically you're saying that the championship Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
With the best player in the NBA.
Who? Huh? No, I thought I heard something. With
the best player in the NBA.
No, the best player in the NBA played for the Lakers. Lose. No, he played for the Lakers. He's not playing this. I know you used to him playing, but I know you used to playing like in the finals, but not this finals. But nah, you mean the best team in the NBA?
So
the best starting five in the NBA. They are the
LeBron
best.
LeBron is
five.
Number one in your book. LeBron is number one.
LeBron is actually like he's like 1A. Because you have to, like, knock him out in order to beat him. He's, like, 1A and Kawhi is 1B. That's my best player in the NBA.
Oh, my God. But wait, Kevin Durant is what?
Kevin Durant is, like, 3-ish, 4. Like, either wait, or.
So, but last year he was number one. So how do you
No. He was number two last year only because Kawhi was hurt. He's not. He's never been number one. Like, Like you just can't just say I'm number one until you like you know you actually beat number one.
But he did. He shut him down in the finals.
He did not shut him down. LeBron James averaged a triple double, sir. A triple double. How do you shut someone down and they give you a triple double? Right.
For every one basket LeBron James, how can I say it? For every 1 point LeBron James committed to, I give Kevin Durant 3 points.
No. Don't do that. Don't sit there and lie on your math. How about you study your geometry and your algebraic formulas before you say some bull crap statistical standard that you just said. Whatever that was, kill that. LeBron James is the best. Right, I'm gonna say this. This is why I like this. This is why I like this series reminds me of a previous series that we've seen back in 2004 when the Lakers, who just came off a three championship run. They won three in a row, then they lost to San Antonio the next year, then they made their way back to the finals. They played a new upcoming team, Detroit Pistons, who didn't have no superstars, just had a whole bunch of grit. That's what this series reminded me of. Because you know those Lakers lost in five. Those Lakers with Kobe Bean Bryant, with Shaquille O'Neal, and they had Carmelo that year, and they had Gary Payton that year. And yes, they were old, but they were still Hall of Famers. They had Byron Russell that year. Yes, he was old, but he was still a veteran-level player. You know, they had that championship squad, Rick Fox. They had Derek Fisher. They had those boys, and they lost in five games. To a team that nobody had a superstar.
What are you saying?
I'm saying so Toronto is the Detroit? Pistons plus Kawhi. So I think they have no chance of losing.
So who is Kawhi in the Pistons? Rasheed Wallace? Ben Wallace? Who is Kawhi?
You could say Kawhi. Kyle Lowry is Rasheed Wallace. You know, he had all-star appearances and stuff. However, he was like just not that go-to player really in a sense.
But who was the go-to player in Detroit? That's Kawhi is portraying.
They didn't have that, and Detroit won against the all-star stud. That's what I'm saying. Okay. This Detroit have Kawhi, so how can they lose with Kawhi, with the best defensive player we probably seen ever? Ever.
All right, so let me give you my without Kevin Durant.
Okay.
All right, so before I had it, Golden State in six without Kevin Durant. And obviously that has changed my momentum because PS played like MJ. So I'm going to say without Kevin Durant, I will go Toronto in seven.
Okay.
With Kevin Durant, I will go Golden State in seven.
And that's if Golden. And you saying if that's six games, right?
That's yes. But he's not gonna play six because we know he's out for tonight.
Exactly. So what do you like?
Questionable.
Now?
He's questionable for three. Well, I still give Golden State the edge tonight. Because they're not going to allow Toronto to run the same transition offense basketball that they ran in the first game. And I don't believe they're going to give they didn't believe in Pascal shooting ability on an open jump shot.
They didn't believe in none of their players, none of the Toronto players shooting ability to shoot an open jump shot because everybody had open threes. Everybody. Danny Green, Mark Gasol.
That's why the game plan will change. I believe so that they won't – all those jump shooters will be contested and Kawhi
will have the one-on-one matchup.
Would have the one-on-one matchup till he gets deep in the paint. Not when he's
okay, but driving if you're sagging off your man deep when Kawhi gets towards the paint, that means that you're further away from the 3-point line, which means you still have an open shot. All right. Well, so the only way you're not giving up open shots if you're going to do like one on one and played
more zone is going to be played this game for Golden State.
I never seen Golden State
or boxing one basketball.
I never seen Golden State in the zone, and I don't think you're going to see
Golden State in the zone
unless they're going to play Andrew Bogut.
They had Kevin Durant. They did not have to. They would have had Kevin Durant to stick Kawhi Leonard, even though you may believe that matchup is.
I mean, Kevin but you Durant, have no evidence zero, of saying that Kawhi they're going to go into one. A zone when Steve Kerr never ever used a zone before.
This will be the perfect time to, though.
Okay, so you're saying that if you was the coach, you'll do that. Like, we're trying to make predictions, not if we was the coach, what would we do?
Oh, no, no. If I was a coach, I would not let Kawhi score 40 points, but I'm not letting Lowry and Green shoot their lights out. I'm not going to give their guard shooters.
Lowry only has 7 points, if I'm not mistaken.
But he's still a shooting guard.
I hear you. He was off.
Point guard.
He was off.
He's not a pass first point guard. He's never been that.
He's gritty. He's gritty. He gets his points gritty. He gets his points off turnovers, off being like off exactly. Straight hard. It's not really, and he can shoot too. He got a nice little J. I give him that. All right. So
yeah. So I'm
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give him a shooting chance. The whole night just because I need to stop Kawhi. No. Danny Green has championship pedigree.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Lowry has been to the Eastern Conference Finals how many times in his career?
Twice, I think.
Twice?
I think
yeah, that's
a lot.
Number three. Yeah, that's a lot. A lot of times getting there without getting there. So he has the mentality. Oh, I know. I'm not supposed to do this. I need to do this. And Gasol never been there, but he needs that under his belt to make it to the Hall of Fame. So he's gonna do whatever he needs to do to be a champion.
All right. I mean,
so
let me go into mine right quick, man. I don't think Mark Gasol have a chance at the Hall of Fame. He's gonna be a 20 ballot person if he does get into the Hall of Fame. However, when it comes to game two, I don't think Golden State is just going to sit into that game plan and let them boys shoot threes early how they were in game one. I think he'll end up going, everybody man up, and we'll take our chances with Kawhi and jump trap. And I think Kawhi is up for the task because I think he didn't exert a lot of energy in game one. Once he realized his boys was playing, he didn't. I see him passing the ball out a lot, and that's why I predicted the Kawhi assist over. Cause I didn't think he was going to force the issue. The crowd, the energy in Canada is really pushing the role players further. I know they're going to have a big drop in game three. The role players. That's when Kawhi going to really have to carry the team. But in game two, I still think that energy going to roll over, and I still like the Raptors to win this game. It will be more competitive. I don't think Golden State is going to let this game keep getting to, 13 to 15-point leads. I think this will be a competitive game and a more exciting game than game one. But, however, yeah, I don't see that boy losing to no doggone light-skinned brothers, dog. Kawhi is straight from the hood. He just quiet about it, what I'm saying? He's one of the dudes who hid his books so he won't get, jumped at the school and, have to deal with no craziness, dog. But Kawhi is that dude, boy. He was that dude before he got hurt. He was beating them boys by himself before they hurt him. They was up 25. And then they got swept after that. That team without Kawhi got swept after that. That team with Kawhi was up 25. So, yeah, Toronto in game two, especially with that home crowd. And let's jump into picks for the night. We'll go to the next. I'll see you later, bro.
What's the most important, most anticipated segment? I don't know. What are we doing here? Let me stop playing with these guys. Let me stop playing. It's actually the picks of the day.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm gonna jump in with mine. My pick of the day is Toronto first half. It's -1.5. See, now Golden State been coming out slow every first half for the most part. They did good against the Clippers. They were 4-2 in the first half against the Clippers. They were 2-4 against Houston and 1-3 against Portland in the first half. So I'm going Toronto first half, and I don't think it'll be close. I think Toronto should be winning by at least 6 points in the first half. It's on you.
All right. Yes, my pick of the day actually will be Golden State for the third quarter. They only have to be up by 0.5 points, and they are a third quarter team. We've been seeing this the whole playoff series. We've been seeing this most of the season. You only have to pick Golden State, and you're guaranteed to get a win with that pick.
All right, but you be going in for the light-skinned brothers. Boy, I get you, though. I understand. Understand, boy. You want to get them a win anywhere, boy. I understand.
You don't believe they have it in them to win in the third quarter?
Hey, no, I'm just saying you want to make sure that you pick the Golden State pick, man. The easiest pick is Toronto, but you go with Golden State. And for the guaranteed pick for the site, it is the over in the game. Right now, the over is 212.5, and some sites it's 213. However, I still like it. I like this game to be in about 230s, because, like I said, Golden State will compete more.
I agree with you, Wig. I agree with you. I don't see it going like 230, but I'll give it a 218 to 225 range. You know, that's still a lot over the 212.5 or 213, whichever it is for the sites. But yes, we do like it to go over toward the game.
All right, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in and showing your boys some love for the pop episode. We've been on a hot streak when it came to the bookies this week, and we're gonna keep that streak going with a lot.
What are we at? 7-2?
No, we are at 11-3. We are at 11-3. As of last night, we're at 11-3. And right now, so far, we are actually 13-3 because our first two picks for today hit already, and we're waiting for one pick, and then we're gonna actually post three or four more picks for the NBA, some prop picks for you guys. If you want to have the actual guaranteed picks and the NBA picks, you have to listen to the podcast. So thank you guys for listening.
Before we go off, anybody that is following Sporting Goods on any social media platform, if you have any questions about betting, any questions about, you know, any type of sporting betting odds, or you want to get, you know, into betting and you're kind of a little confused about how the spreads go or how Vegas bets go, you can just DM us or even write a question on one of our picks, and we'll be glad to answer them for you. We're here for you guys.
Yeah.
And we want you guys to basically start showing us love, and we're going to most definitely show you guys love back. And, you know, when you guys win something at the bookie or wherever you bet online, Vegas, you know, just
when
you won because of us.
Hey, hey, what the city girls say, man? Put on the cash out, period, boy.
You guys just let us know that we actually are helping you, and we're not just wasting our time cursing at each other and talking bullshit on the radio all day. Just let us know, and we'll gladly appreciate it.
True that. Hey, y'all have a good day, man. Enjoy game two. We'll hit y'all back up for game two review and game three previews, and, of course, the top picks for game three. It's your boy Wig.
And your boy Trav.
Yiggity.
Howdy do.
Be good.
And good night.